Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Thursday, February 14th, and the Democracy Campaign released an analysis of votes taken by current legislators on nearly four dozen campaign finance, ethics, and other reform measures over the past 10 years. The review found that legislators who control both the Senate and Assembly have usually sided with powerful special interests like business, manufacturing, construction, and the real estate industries, and often voted against reform proposals. With us to talk about some of the details about the report is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. Mike, talk a little bit about the genesis of this report. Why are you doing it now? Is there some sort of a message for legislators or constituents in it?
Well, poll after poll that's been done all across the country has shown that there is tripartisan opposition to the Citizens United decision by the Supreme Court that unleashed unlimited election spending, and there is tripartisan support for campaign reform and changes to our political system. It's not just Democratic voters and Republican voters, but also independent voters across the board. Super majorities of voters of every stripe say that Citizens United was wrongly decided, that unlimited election spending is a disaster for our society. There needs to be changes made to the way campaigns are financed, the way elections are run. And yet there's been absolute silence on these topics in the state capitol. There's no discussion. It's not on the agenda. And those who are in leadership positions in the legislature are showing no interest in acting on reform. So what we wanted to do is take a look at why there seems to be this disconnect between the public and voters of every political stripe and those who are supposed to be representing them, and why the people who are in control of the legislature seem to be at odds with public sentiment on these issues. So we went back and looked at a decade's worth of votes on this kind of legislation. We looked at mostly bipartisan reform proposals, 43 different bills. Well over half of them were bills that were put forward by both Republicans and Democrats. There were some Democratic bills. There were some bills offered just by Republicans. And there were some committee bills that weren't sponsored by any legislators. They were put forward by legislative committees. And we looked at the votes on those nearly four dozen items to try to get some insight into why the current legislature seems to be at odds with public opinion on the issue of money in politics.
This report ranks legislators based on their votes against reform. Who are some of the biggest roadblocks to reform that are currently serving?
Well, what the voting records show is that the people who are in control of the legislature now also happen to be the ones who voted most of the time against reform proposals in the past. You look over the last 10 years, the people who have cast the most anti-reform votes include the current Assembly Speaker, the current Senate Majority Leader, the current Assembly Majority Leader, the current Assistant Senate Majority Leader, right on down the line. The people who are in top leadership positions, the people who are in charge of setting the legislature's agenda, also happen to be the people who have cast the most anti-reform votes over the years. They are the ones who have most regularly sided with powerful special interests that don't want any changes in the way money plays a role in politics. They have most regularly been the tools of those special interests and voted against reform.
What are you going to do with this information in the coming months?
Well, I think first and foremost, we wanted to just shed light on what the voting records show, and we're going to talk to people and try to share this information as broadly as we can with citizens. And we think that people also deserve to know the voting records on these political reform matters for their own legislators, their own members of the Assembly and Senate who are supposed to be representing them. But yet there's not movement on political reform or campaign finance reform or ethics reform. There's no discussion of it at the Capitol. And yet up in Eau Claire, there was just a public referendum this past November. 71% of voters said that Citizens United is wrong and that there needs to be reform of money in politics. West Allis had a similar referendum. Two-thirds of the people in West Allis said that there needs to be something done about money in politics. There have been statewide votes in places like Colorado and Montana, super majorities of voters. So it is Democratic, Republican, and independent voters alike say that there needs to be change, yet there's not change happening at the Capitol. So what we're pushing for is a statewide vote. Eau Claire just had a public referendum. West Allis had one earlier last April. We are pushing for a statewide vote to give all of the people of Wisconsin an opportunity to weigh in on this and tell the legislature and tell the people who are in power in state government how they feel about the Citizens United decision and the unlimited election spending it has prompted, how they feel about the need for reining in money in politics. And we're asking these legislators to let the people decide, to let the people have their say. And in the coming months, if they refuse to authorize that statewide vote, we're going to increasingly ask the question, what are you afraid of? Why won't you let the people speak on this? Why won't you let the people have their say? Is it because you are at odds with what you suspect the people will end up saying? And that's the whole point here. There shouldn't be a disconnect between the public and their elected representatives. But when it comes to money in politics, there is clearly a disconnect.
Okay, thanks for your comments, Mike. For more details about the Reform Vote Report and to see how your legislator voted on reform issues, please check out the February 14th report on the Democracy Campaign website. Thanks for listening.
Bye.